From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. 10 Americans are in custody in Port-au-Prince, suspected of taking part in an illegal adoption scheme in earthquake-stricken Haiti. They're members of a church group from Idaho. They were stopped as they tried to bus more than 30 children into the Dominican Republic, allegedly without proper documents. Group leader Laura Silsby says she and the others thought they had everything in order.
Our understanding was that we were told by a number of people, including Dominican authorities, that we would be able to bring the children across. The mistake, obviously, we made is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required.
A hearing will be held tomorrow. A new food distribution system is being put in place in and around Port-au-Prince in hopes of getting more food to earthquake survivors. Many in Haiti have complained they have received little or no food aid in the chaotic weeks after the quake. From Port-au-Prince, NPR's David Shaper reports.
On this steep hillside on a golf course just outside of Port-au-Prince, members of the 82nd Airborne are running and sliding heavy sacks of food down what is kind of like a huge slip and slide without the water. At the bottom of the hill, where tens of thousands are camped in makeshift tents, the two-week food supplies are distributed to hungry Haitians who have been waiting in line for hours with colored tickets to redeem for food. Over the past few days, Catholic Relief Services delivered enough here to feed 35,000. But the camp has swelled to well over 50,000. And few distribution sites around the Haitian capital are as orderly as this one, meaning tens of thousands of people have gone without. Starting today, the Port-au-Prince area will be divided into 16 sections, with food distributed from a central point within each section instead of at these scattered and growing makeshift camps. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The Sunday Times of London reports that China has been carrying out commercial espionage against Britain, which includes sexual entrapment, blackmail, and bugging business executives. Larry Miller has more.
A leaked document prepared by the British security agency MI5 reportedly says the Chinese government represents one of the UK's most significant espionage threats. Undercover Chinese intelligence officers are said to have offered British business people at Chinese trade fairs gifts, including USB memory sticks infected with so-called Trojan bugs that permit remote access to the user's computers. The 14-page document describes how China has attacked UK defense, energy, communications, and manufacturing companies in a concerted hacking campaign. It says Chinese intelligence entices businessmen into sexual relationships, bugs their hotel rooms, and then attempts blackmail. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The World Economic Forum wraps up in Davos, Switzerland today. Bankers and financial regulators from around the world are attending the five-day conference to trade ideas on how to boost employment. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Obama administration is to release its budget proposal tomorrow morning for the fiscal year, which begins October 1st. A White House blog says the plan would reduce or eliminate some 120 government programs. In tennis, Roger Federer won the Australian Open today, beating Andy Murray of Britain. It's his 16th Grand Slam title. Kathy Harper reports.
Murray came into the match with the weight of expectation again on his shoulders as he tried to become the first British man to win a singles title since Fred Perry in 1936. It wasn't to be. Federer took the match in straight sets, but Murray posed a real challenge despite Federer's trademark blistering forehand on display and possibly the best serve in the game. Federer took the first set 6-3. Murray dug in his heels in the second, but still Federer came out on top 6-4. The third set went to a thrilling tiebreaker, which teetered between set points for Murray and championship points for Federer. Murray had 5 set points, but it wasn't enough. Federer took the tiebreak at 13-11 and the championship. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Harper in Darwin.
President Obama took in a college basketball game yesterday. Georgetown hosted Duke. For a time, he sat in the announce booth with Vern Lundquist and Clark Kellogg of CBS and helped with the commentary. The president told Kellogg he might like to be a sports announcer when his current job ends.
After retirement, I'm coming after your job, partner. Just letting you know.
Okay,
so
all right.
You either have 3 more years or 7. I'm not sure yet.
After a referee made a call against Georgetown, some fans started an obscene chant, but stopped when a student said, "Dude, the president of the United States is right there." I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.